All right, it's time for another edition of Talking Twins with Twins Radio broadcaster, play-by-play man extraordinaire Corey Provis on your home for Twins baseball, K-Wayne 106 and the Valley's Hottest Country, WBHA. Corey, I have to lead it off by saying, hey, what a nice start for the Twins. 4-1 through the first five games. Nice come-from-behind victory yesterday at Kansas City. Right now, they have to be excited about the way they've started the season. I'm sure you and Dazzle and the rest of the crew are as well.
Yeah, we're enjoying the season so far, simply as fans of the team and fans of the game in general. But my takeaways, really, Jack, from the last two games is that last year the Twins were a terrible road team, and they played really poorly in one-run games. And look what they just accomplished. They won two road games, and both games were decided by one run. So that, to me, is always something when we get to September. And I'm a big believer in the one-run record, that the contenders fare well and the teams that are out of it do not. And that is always a stat that I look to. It's not the only one, but I think there are so many one-run games that are decided throughout the course of the season. And if you're on the positive side of those more, I think you have a really good chance to play beyond September and into October.
You're absolutely right. I remember last year, how many times were the Twins walked off in games, right? I mean, it was a
15
crazy...
15 times. Yeah. 15 walk-off losses. They had 21 one-run losses last year. So that's, I mean, those are just two stats that are just not gonna have a team in contention.
Corey, I have to ask you, you're around these guys obviously a lot for a long period of time. What, baseball season, counting spring training, 7 months or whatever, maybe a little bit longer. What about the story of Willens Astudillo? What a great story. Fill us in on him. He's quite a character.
He's the most interesting man in baseball. I just find him fascinating because, you know, and Justin Morneau was on the telecast yesterday with Dick Bramer, and we were chatting on the bus after the game, and, you know, there were times that Morneau watches this and he's speechless, because the hardest thing to do in sport, in my opinion, is to hit major league pitching. I just think it's the single hardest thing to do in all of sport. And the guy makes the hardest thing to do look really easy. And Tony Oliva was obviously a great player, and he was also a brief Twins hitting coach. And he and Ted Williams was managing. Their philosophy on hitting was see the ball, hit the ball. Well, that's easier said than done, and that's why Ted Williams is a Hall of Famer and Tony Oliva should be a Hall of Famer. Williams Astudillo, I'm not saying he's a Hall of Famer today, but the guy just has that ability to see the ball and hit the ball. And in this day and age where the strikeout is so prevalent, Jack, it is so common. The fact that he had, 54, I think, spring training plate appearances, no strikeouts and one walk. And last year he had 97 plate appearances and struck out three times and walked twice. It's just a fascinating study. And in some respects, he's the commissioner's dream because he's instant action. It's not always going to work out, but the guy's going to put the ball in play.
Now, an off day today, of course, a number of off days early on for the team, and they play at Philly tomorrow, and the weather could be a factor, possibility of maybe two on Saturday, we shall see. But then they, of course, have a day off and then go to the Mets, then another day off. And, Corey, I guess you're not a big fan of all of these days off early, right?
No, I mean, nobody is. And I think players, I think you can make a case, even going back to last year. Jack, you remember all the weather issues the Twins had the first couple weeks of the season? And they had those three games snowed out at home with the White Sox, and then had another day off as they traveled to San Juan. They went like 6 days without playing, and then they got Corey Kluber and didn't fare well. They won that second game in San Juan, but then they got swept on that road trip in Tampa and New York, and the season was over. I mean, I'm not saying that they were out of the wild card, essentially, which is how it played out. They still had a chance at the division, but they never recovered. Point being, they never recovered from that stretch. And to me, a lot of it had to do with the fact that they weren't playing. Baseball players, early on, they need routine. They've got it for timing, to keep the schedules in sync, to keep the pitchers on their normal turn. Off days come in handy. Don't get me wrong. When the weather warms up and you get into July, August, off days there and then are vital. I don't think you want as many now as the Twins have. And no team has more than the Twins do. Five in the first 15 days. No other team has more than four. So it's not ideal. But it's just how the schedule plays out. And to me, can they get through this road trip? Because once they get back home and they have that off day next Thursday, but then that Friday series and that Friday game of the Tigers, that really starts, Jack, the first continuous stretch of baseball that this team is going to have.
Absolutely, Corey. Mentioned Twins are in Philly this weekend. Then, of course, a short two-game series at the Mets. You worked with the Brew Crew before you came to the Twins. You've seen all of the parks or all of the cities, I would imagine. What's your favorite place to go to, either as from a broadcaster's perspective, either as a ballpark or a city in general? Because most of us don't get a chance to travel like you do. So what are some of your favorites?
Well, I'm biased. You know, I was raised in Chicago, and I was raised a Cubs fan. So last year when the Twins played at Wrigley, that was really special. And just going back there and, you know, seeing Wrigley Field, that's to me is something that I always enjoy now, because I don't get a chance to do it too often. I really savor the chances that I get to work and then go back to Wrigley Field. But, you know, the Giants play at a beautiful ballpark. It used to be called AT&T Park. I'm not sure what it's called now. I think maybe Oracle Field, or I think they had a naming rights change. Those are some of my favorites in the National League. In the American League, I love Seattle. I think that ballpark is tremendous. They also had rights and name change. It used to be Safeco, and maybe now it's T-Mobile. So that Seattle, to me, is special. I love Fenway Park, too. And then Philadelphia this weekend. Now, the Phillies, you know, in recent years, they were pretty bad. They are maybe the top team in baseball right now. They're going to have this place jumping. You know, this weekend they're going to have over 40,000. It's going to be packed. It's going to be loud. It's going to be raucous. And this will be an atmosphere that the Twins won't have to play in front of for a long time. So this is something that's going to be really cool. I think the guys will enjoy it. The bullpen guys, they're going to hear some things that they probably are glad that their wives and kids are not on the trip, or at least right next to them when they're warming up in the bullpen, because it's going to be a rowdy weekend here in Philly.
Classic stuff, Corey. As always, appreciate the insight. Thanks again for your time. We'll chat with you next week.
Thanks, Jack.
All right, Corey Provis, Twins radio broadcaster, and that's Talking Twins for this week here on K-Wayne 106 and the Valley's Hottest Country, WBHA, your home for Twins baseball.